Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Brewers GM and Senior Vice President Matt Arnold.
How soon do I start asking you about trades and stuff, Matt?
This is Brewers 360.
My phone's always on.
Brewers and Rockies once again this afternoon. It's a 2-10 first pitch from Coors Field, where the Brewers put up 21 runs in the last two games. Matt, are we going to lose 1-0 today?
I hope not. I mean, guys are playing great. It's been a ton of fun to watch.
We were laughing about that, Matt, that ninth inning when they just kept scoring and scoring. If, like, everyone's kind of just looking at their watch like, okay, this is awesome.
Even in our dugout, like, cool, but we don't need it, guys.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's certainly fun to have nights like that. I mean, and look, after we got off to a rough start, but seeing this team coming together the way it has been lately, and it's been really good. And Murph and the guys are doing a great job just continuing to fight every night. And like you said, this team is undaunted and relentless, and they just keep coming. And last night that was the case. It was a lot of fun to watch.
Well, Matt, you heard in Pancake's beautifully crafted open, I joked last week about asking you about trades already. I guess I should have been a more dogged reporter and asked you about trades. You've been busy already, including acquiring tonight's projected starter, Quinn Priester.
Yeah, I did tell you my phone's always on, and so, yep. You know, that was part of it. But no, we've been working hard to try to help the club, and we always are doing that, and we want to try to do what we can to help the team and just do it responsibly when we're looking at acquisitions like Quinn Priester. And we think this guy can help us now and in the future as well. I mean, he's still only 24 years old, and he's not a finished product, but this guy has really good stuff and a really good arm and good ingredients to work with Chris Hook and Jim Henderson. And we felt like we were dealing from a position of strength because we still have, I think, four of the top 68 picks in the draft this year. So we felt like we had a strong level of draft capital and a really strong group of outfield prospects to deal from as well. So certainly excited to have Quinn Priester in our mix.
So what do you do when you bring in a pitcher like that? You say, do you try to tinker right away and say, hey, something we're noticing you should try? Or is it more of like, let him just get situated and do what he does first before the major work is done?
Yeah, I think the first thing is just making sure he comes in and gets comfortable. When I first spoke to him, I mean, it was just like, hey, be yourself. And, you know, we like who he is already. And certainly there will be things over time that we'll want to introduce. But first, you got to build that level of trust with the player. And we want him just to come in and be comfortable. And I've seen him in the dugout, you know, and he's already got a big smile on his face, and I know he's happy to be with us and excited to help the Brewers win.
And by the way, apparently he's a Northsider, grew up a Cubs fan. He's just from the north side of Illinois there, and I guess he says he's happy to come and root on the wrong side of the division now.
Yeah, those days are over. No, he's he's great. No, he's pumped. He's been, when I first talked to him, he said he grew up something like 70, 75 miles from the ballpark, and it's great to be close to home for him, and again, we're super happy to have him.
So it looks like Bryce Terang, if he gets a hit today, he would tie the all-time great Brewer, Dickie Thon, for 13 games in a row of safely hitting to start the season.
Matt, that was right in my wheelhouse of childhood Brewers fandom, as I was really into it. I still didn't remember Dickie Thon.
Sure. No, he's Bryce is in such a good spot right now. He's so locked in, and you know, even that left on left homer he hit the other night, I think it was 440 feet. I mean, that's that hasn't really been his game for a long time, and he's just continuing to grow and mature. And the guy that we liked, you know, all the way back going to high school, I mean, he was just this really athletic kid, and he always did have really good raw power. But his ability to just continue to improve every single day, you know, not just on defense, but at the plate as well, has been really, really exciting.
You know what? I didn't know if you were talking about Dickie Thon there, because it sounds just like his career too. I mean, that could...
Come on, poor Dickie.
No, those are our favorite ball players though. Yes. We love those guys that like played in the league for a million years. And everyone knows the name, but can't quite place him. And he had 1 year with the crew.
That's funny. Yeah, it is. It's always neat, and especially when these guys come around the ballpark, it's always great to see great Brewers alumni.
Brewers General Manager Matt Arnold on the line with us this morning. Hugest sporting event going through the weekend, Matt, is already underway this morning. I wonder if you know this sound. You a golf fan?
Well,
so that answers that. Everybody who loves golf knows.
I got a few other things going on, but no, it's not at the front of my list at the moment.
Have you ever made a trade on the golf course?
I made some trades in some crazy spots, but no, not on the golf course yet.
You guys, don't drag you out. Like, don't you have to golf once in a while just as a matter of function?
Occasionally I will get asked, I won't say dragged, but I'll say asked to go to some of these, events and look, they're a lot of fun. And honestly, like, you know, if anything, I'd rather just drive you around in the golf court, in the golf cart and drink beer with you. 'Cause I don't think anybody wants to see my swing out there.
You'd rather just play host. Hey, everybody have a nice day.
way bigger fan of that. Absolutely.
Brewers General Manager Matt Arnold live with us on Brewers 360 this morning. Thanks, Matt.
Appreciate you guys. Thank you.
Afternoon baseball for you, Brewers and Rockies. It's a 1:35 pregame, 2:10 first pitch on your home of the Brewers, 620 WTMJ.
I haven't had my muffin yet, Matt.